my brother, I've been attacked on so many occasions by the state government, and they want to take away my life. Send people to my house, you are aware, they open fire in my house, they open livelihood at my house. And they succeed, they've been trying to give me money to join the ruling party. I have said to them, no, I'm not going to compromise in the liberal interest. So yesterday, I was invited to grace a location of Honorable Taylor. So while we were there, I received a call like they want to say, the mayor passed by my house and said, this is the house I live in. I always sought the president. So he instructed a voice for the MCC, my former bodyguards, and some of the MCC people to take down the roof of my house. So when I got the information, they started to go there, to go on the whole road at my house. I left the district, so I was in Kira. When I got there, it was very, very embarrassing. I just saw rats from all over for sedition. One of the instructions of the president of this country to the city mayor, that they should take away my life. So people tried getting the police couldn't come. In our town, the police came at my house junction. While the police were there, the people in the face of the police, the people put tires on the road and let the fire. In the face of the police, they started to jump rock over my house that they want to take away my life. So it was not easy. We traveled all the way. So when they saw that they couldn't come to my house, they decided not to use the police. The police came and started arresting my children. One, his name is Bob Morris from the Dannenberg Unit of the Liberal National Police Headquarters, who took instruction from the Democratic Coaching to make way for the seditions to come and take away my life. I had to arrest my security when I saw the situation. But I had to leave my house at 12:30 in the morning. I had to run away from my life.
I guess the question is, why would anyone want to attack or vandalize the home of a member of the House of Representatives?
I refuse to be compromised by this president or this regime. I refuse to be bought like other people have been bought. So they have resolved now to take away my life. The government refused to give me security. Instead, they're using the security to take away my life.